Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, the 24th day of May, 2012. We're about to be halfway in to the vaunted 2012. Well, Bilderberg 2012 is going to be big. You've got articles in the Washington Post, multiple articles in Salon, articles in Politico, admitting that, well, these are some people that steer a lot of planetary affairs, but you're still bad if you don't like them. Sure, you conspiracy theorists, that is, people that are informed, were actually right, and that's why you're bad. Well, everybody sees through it. Everybody has enough of a memory to remember the media for decades saying Bilderberg doesn't exist. I remember Rush Limbaugh 20 years ago saying the Council on Foreign Relations did not exist. Now, in the last decade or so, he just says they don't have any power. And this is the type of stuff we deal with. The CFR puts out bimonthly reports called Foreign Affairs. It's at the bookstore, calling for global government, calling for geoengineering and controlling the weather, calling for restricting free speech, calling for selling the U.S. out to China for globalism. And there's always good reasons, quote, it's always spin, but it's there. And so those of us that actually did the research and knew what we're talking about, we have credibility. And those of you in the dinosaur media are forced to tag along and now go, oh, there is Bilderberg. Yeah, Obama secretly met there 4 years ago. We didn't tell you about that. But now we are. Look, they just went to the main page of the Council on Foreign Relations and what's on it today. The guys just went there. What is it? CFR.org. I forget their exact URL. What's the exact URL? They're looking that up. That's right, CFR.org. Oh, look on the front page, global governance. Click on that. Big, giant, I mean, there's no global government, but the first thing they have in giant black letters is global governance. And I've had these people on, like the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, because he thought it was Alex S. Jones. I can't tell you how many times we've gotten big fish on the show because they think I'm Alex S. Jones, who does a radio commentary or did in the past for NPR and, you know, New York Times guy. And he gets on and he goes, oh, you're that Alex Jones. And then I got on with Rothkopf during the break, and he knew who I was. And he goes, okay, well, I'll just finish the interview. But I called him back later to get him on. The secretary said, no, not after last time. But he goes, well, we don't want global government. We want global governance. Of course, governance means government. And they play these mind games with the public. So does it exist, though? You go to their website today, and it says global governance. Unelected mega bankers who are totally ruthless running our lives. Speaking of running our lives, the system is, again, through government contracts, taxing us. Private corporations are destroying us. They've taken over the government, whether it's big pharma and big agra like Monsanto, or whether it's the big defense contractors who get a lot of their parts made in China now. Boeing's moved to China. General Motors moving to China. Everything moving there, and China coming in and buying the biggest theater chain, buying huge controlling positions in the big Hollywood production companies. A year and a half ago, they had to stop the release of the Red Dawn movie and go back and reshoot it so that it's North Koreans invading. Oh, that's real believable. They can't even get their cars to start because they're under such communism. But the communist Chinese, they said, we don't want that movie to come out. So Hollywood said, okay, we'll redo the movie. And now it's in limbo. Like, I've got to look at the update on that and find out what the latest is. And I watched the story on it a few days ago. But this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. And we're going to be breaking it down. So they have announced weaponized drones. I mean, I told you. Oh, we'll never have drones over here. Yeah, we'll have 30,000. Yeah, they're going to have hand grenades and shotguns.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Listening on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM transmitters here in the United States, WWCR 100,000 watt global world service shortwave, and of course, those of you listening to the free podcast later, those listening to the live streams, I want to welcome everyone listening to this transmission and people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Corsi was already on with us with an update. He was actually in Hawaii investigating. He didn't want us to say that at the time. Now we can. He's there with the cold case posse sent by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And he's got some new breaking news here for us. He'll be on with us for about 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And the rest of the broadcast will be open phones and news. Obviously, CBS News is reporting that the new arms race worldwide is governments arming against their populations. Drones with hand grenade launchers, gas launchers, 12-gauge shotguns, 30,000 of them to be deployed against the American people, Brigade Homeland, combat troops on the streets, TSA as the first contact group that will then tell you you're detained and have an army truck pull up and get you. Re-education camps are built. Army admits those documents are authentic. We have a complete criminal group in control. And if the police and military and public follow the narrative that's going to be rolled out, we're going to go into deepest tyranny, controlled, designed implosion and depression with the criminals that engineered it posing as saviors. Now, this was actually reported on back in April, but it got a lot of the news yesterday when Drudge linked to CBS groups concerned over arming of domestic drones. That headline actually got changed overnight. The link did. It was police move to arm drones. And the very companies that they report on here are the ones that already have combat drones, small ones, with 12-gauge shotguns. You can buy these just as a citizen. 12-gauge shotguns on them, I know, because we're doing a report on drones and we're looking at drones. And we don't have the budget to buy a $2,000 drone that has a mount for a 22 or 12-gauge. But the police departments already have these. And we're talking about a couple $1,000s for one of these bad boys. $5,000 for a 1/5 scale helicopter you can put rocket launchers on. You can put the rocket launchers on it. You just can't put the warheads on it unless you're a police agency. So the arms race is on. And I remember all these years ago, I warned you from MIT documents that were public, Pentagon, DARPA documents that were public, that they said by 2012 they wanted half the Air Force to be drone. It's 2012. More than half the Air Force is now drone. Last time I checked, the Air Force has something like 10,000 Predators, another 8,000 ordered. The Army has thousands of them. The Marines have thousands of them. Thousands. Thousands. I think what the Army has a couple thousand. The Marines have a couple thousand. You think the Army would have more than the Marines. The Marines have got a bunch of these little helicopters that they call Scout. Great helicopters with missile launchers on them. And it's on. And I did some searching last night. I mean, I'd already seen these articles over the last year, but I did some searching and pulled these articles back up. Police departments all over the country have bought combat drones. I remember talking to a Marine Corps captain source who told me about the combat robots they had in 99. Then I went to an urban warfare drill and was talking to some of the officers, a colonel and others. And when I brought up combat drones that were actually four-legged and things, they got very upset and said, you need to get out of here. They were acting real friendly until I brought that up. But the minute you bring up something classified like that, because they know their whole career is over, if they even act like they're talking to you, they freak out. Hey, a secret armies of robots against the American people is not kosher, okay? And it's not going to fly, pun intended. I noticed in a video I shot last night and uploaded about 10 dealing with the drones. It's at Infowars.com. Drones to attack the American people. Armed drones to attack the American people is the headline, linking to the other articles and a boil down that Paul Watson did yesterday with links to the different stories. I noticed people saying, oh, get the tinfoil hats out, everybody. This is Salon, drones for urban warfare. Manufacturers are targeting U.S. police forces for sales as drones move from the Middle East to the Main Street. Okay? Here's CBS last night. Groups concerned over arming of domestic drones. I mean, right here in Texas, they've got combat drones. Combat drones with shotguns and grenade launchers. And they go on to say they want them for crowd control with speakers and rubber bullets. They always phase it in with a less lethal. They call them non-lethal on the news, but they're really called less lethal inside the industry, to get you used to the image of drones firing on people, and then next it's real weapons. Or the taser only kills you, you know, one out of 30 or 40 people, so they up the power 30% or more. Now it kills even more people. This is what's going on. This is the real world. And just saying tinfoil hat isn't going to protect you. Oh, we said they'd have a global government run by 6 megabanks. Those exact 6 megabanks that I told you about over a decade ago are announcing global government as the solution to the derivatives crisis they created. The re-education camps are admitted. Everything is coming out in the open. But so many of the population are preconditioned that they can't resist it via Stockholm syndrome, mass collective Stockholm syndrome, mass denial, cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, and the normalcy bias. And this is why the Germans did what they did. They were much more hardworking and moral and upright than, I've looked at the sociology, the history, the anthropology. The Germans of the 30s were so much more moral than Americans are today, it'd make your head spin. Just like Americans of the 30s were much more moral. America is going to go so much worse than Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia if these globalists have their way. I mean, how many clips do I have to give you? You heard Lord Monckton here yesterday sourcing mainstream news saying, arrest and kill those of us that don't believe in man-made global warming and don't want to pay Al Gore and Barack Obama money to their climate exchange. They say, kill us. Kill us. I can play you the informant who was at the highest levels of the Weatherman. This later came out in court and Ayers had to admit it, where they planned to put 50 plus million in camps and kill half of us, 25 mil. And again, your normalcy bias won't let you deal with that. We have sickening scum who don't care about having a happy, safe, good country. They want power. They want to dominate. It's a will to power. And if we don't get really aggressive with these globalists, they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to shut down the internet as we know it, and they're going to come and arrest Alex Jones. And they're going to come, and they're going to arrest even people who think they can work with a system like Glenn Beck and Rupert Murdoch. You're all going to jail, and they're getting that ready. I told you that was coming years ago. When they start going after News Corp, you know they're going after everybody else, because it's seen in the power structure as an enemy. Not that it isn't even part of the power structure, but the power structure will start eating its own. And when you see the globalists eating their own and power struggles at the very top, that means they're going into the hot phase. And it's going to result in civil war in this country. It's going to result in dead cops piled up to the sky and dead citizens. And I'm telling you, you better get over your normalcy bias and your learned helplessness and your mass Stockholm syndrome right now. The system wants to give everybody these toys as a psychological warfare device to scare everyone and to have forward observers, armed drones, so that people feel like resistance is futile. Well, everybody has shown in psychology aerial bombardment actually unifies populations. But this is a tinker toy so the police can go under federal control. They have to do that to have these drones. And feel like, you know, they're playing a video game when they're killing citizens. It's to remove the humanity from it. And here's the rest of the story. By 2020, they intend to have the entire combat force of ground troops and forces in the air, the entire force will be robots. They intend to have the entire force. That's why they're getting ready to put women in frontline combat and have all this, because that's all gone. There's not going to be humans going to space. There's not going to be humans fighting or flying jets anymore. It's not going to even be zit-faced. Weldon Henson, who got out of the Air Force 5 years ago and works here, worked on F-16s. He's brought in his photos of him and his buddies, pretty interesting stuff. And he said almost everyone he knows is still in the Air Force. He's like basically laughing at the regular pilots now because the people that were loading bombs on F-16s and all this and working on their engines, they are all training to fly the drones. But see, that's already over. The LA Times reported months ago they're coming out with the autonomous drones. They already have autonomous drones, autonomous helicopters, everything, where they go out with a pre-programmed mission and kind of in an autonomous way kill. And again, the globalists don't care if the military says no and stands down because they're already building factories with robots that work on the robots, and all they have to have is technocrats that sit there and do fine-tuning and things. Okay? This is the New World Order revolution. So all you cops and all of you that are tough guys out there and you're in a war and you're going to win and you've got all these toys and you like killing people and it's a video game for you, you've already been implanted with cancer viruses. You've already been implanted with deadly radioactive isotopes and fluoride and other deadly chemicals. This has already happened. This is already unfolding. This is already going on. And again, you're going to laugh now. Down the road, you're going to remember what I told you. Even when my voice is erased off the internet, they already have those programs they can go through in a matter of hours and block my voice worldwide, remove it off everything. So you better be taking these videos and storing them in old media formats. You better be getting small copying machines and low-tech systems to get the word out. You better get ready for the resistance, because here's the deal. They're going to come and kill over 90% of us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, I was in the coffee room, in the break room getting a coffee. I was going to get a tangy tangerine, but I didn't have time to stir it up. So I thought, well, I have a little half cup of coffee. That's all that was sitting in one of the coffee makers. Side issue, as I like to say, segue away from that. And guess what I saw on television? It was a Cisco ad. And guys, you could probably pull this up on YouTube. I'm sure Cisco has its TV ads on a YouTube official page. I bet money on it. And it was Cisco Innovative Solutions, assembly lines that fix themselves, robots that work on the robots. And they were bragging that they don't even have technicians to fix the robots that fix the robots, totally automated. Again, exactly what I was just saying. Did you ever think, where are the humans going to be involved in all of this? And you're like, well, that's just innovation. That's just evolution. Exactly. That's what the globalists say. That's what Ray Kurzweil, that's what all of them say. The UN says it's a post-human planet. There it is, Cisco robot. That's the ad I was just watching. Amazing. We'll come back from break then, and that looks like the same ad. Yeah, this is it. And then they say, oh, don't worry, robots fix the robots. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Assembly lines that fix themselves. The most innovative companies are doing things they never could before by building on the Cisco Intelligent Network.
So that's just what I just saw out there. And that's the double edge of technology. I can see something literally a minute and a half ago, come in here and mention it. The human computers in there that can recognize beauty and love their children, you know, the dominant species on this planet, they were able to then interface with a computer and bring that up in seconds. But the globalists just say, oh, we've taken control of human development, evolution, if you want to use that term, and we've decided that the elite are going to merge with computers and live forever, and we're going to kill the rest of you. And Wired Magazine, you know, as I talk about 12 years ago, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Bill Joy, he said, yeah, I met with him at a big meeting of the richest people in the world, 200 of them, and we've decided that we're just going to kill everybody. And that's the debate, he said, was happening. And he said, the public really doesn't care. So things are leaning towards just killing everyone. We've decided that'll be better for the Earth. And that's just the co-founder and owner of Sun Microsystems. And, of course, out of that, you have the head of Cisco. He was part of that. And I'll never forget in the year 2000, they had him on Lair NewsHour. I think it was McNeil Lair still in 2000. They said, what do you look forward to most in the new millennium? And he said, microchips in everyone, tracking you wherever you go. My son will have a chip, and everything about him will be known. We'll have a virtual reality where everything is tracked by microchips, RFID. He started laughing demonically. And then I get on air and I say, hey, I just saw him say this. And they're like, oh, shut up, kook. Everything's fine. And so they're just telling us, this is the new system. They phase it in, condition everybody, have you scramble and fight to get the latest product. You pay for the washer, the dryer, the computer, the iPhone. There's BBC saying barcode. Everyone at birth, everyone needs a microchip. See, it's all just in your face now. Oh, we're never going to do that now. Yeah, you bet we're going to make you. And the troops are going to have chips too. And you pay for it. When you go buy an iPhone, around 30 to 40% from the different analysts I've talked to of the cost and the fact it doesn't work as well as it would is all the back doors and tech spying on you. Under federal law, they have to be able to dial into this even when it's turned off. And it looks like it's off, but I can always tell when they're doing that because I'll turn it on, the battery's completely down. It'll also get hot when they access those systems. I mean, I've seen it before. Last time I was at Bilderberg, the power would just race down on it. I could never keep it charged, the phone I had then, and everybody's phone was doing it. And then they called up and told my wife they'd been listening to the conversation minutes before and, you know, said threatening things to her. So it's not just, oh, look, my thing's running out of batteries, you know, triple fast. They're listening. Even when it's turned off, no, they want me to know. Yeah, we're listening, and we hope your dad dies in the hospital. That was to her about her dad, and or was it her mom? They were both sick at the time, and you know we hope you die. And then another call back about how, I'm calling for Alex. Who is it? Who is this? I'm his fiance. Well, that's impossible. We're married. Yeah, just stop. That's who runs this country. They'll kill a million Iraqis for oil and no-bid contracts. And you think they care about you? The New World Order hates you. They hate the troops. Told, have more wars. It's for the troops. That's why 12 years ago they started taking their death benefits. You know, when the troops die, they signed a deal with the Pentagon, the big insurance companies, to steal your money. You know, when you're in the military, they say, oh, just
take part of your checkout to put in a death benefit for your family. You're not going to get that money because criminals who think they're God and think they're going to merge with computers are in charge. We're going to come back and get more into the news straight ahead and then your phone calls. I'll give you the number when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Jack.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I wish we could sit here and joke around about the calamity, the degeneration of society that we're in. The globalists understand that humans tend to muddle through things. And so what they do is they just phase them in slowly until incredibly horrible things are happening and people are just accustomed to it. Diabetes up over 2,000%. Cancer on average up over 2,000%. Diabetes up closer to 3,000%. Type 2 in the last 50 years. Neurological disorders up several thousand percent. Diseases and
problems with the bones up massively. We are being absolutely slaughtered. And we just go along with the system because it's peer pressure. We're taught from birth that's all that matters. In a free society, being free and standing up for what you believe in is what matters and what is honorable. But not in this system. It's all about the surface. And that's why people are so hollow and surveys say they're so unhappy, because no amount of worldliness is going to fulfill you. Does that mean you should all run off of the desert and wear sackcloth? No. In the hierarchy of needs, it's important to be financially secure, to have good transportation, all of that. But you wouldn't sell out for that. That isn't what's at the top of your hierarchy of needs, on the top of your pyramid. The human destiny, a sense of pride in humanity, a sense of wanting to build up the species, that's civilization. A sense of wanting a fair shake, a instinctive drive to seek out corrupt, evil people and run them out of town. That's what builds societies. Instead, we've got the crooks in control, and they're seeking to persecute goodness and goodliness and run it out of town. All over the country, your taxpayer money is being used in even small departments to buy weaponized drones. Giant armored vehicles, heavy armored vehicles. We're talking about vehicles with 6-inch plate for combat against the American people. And in the training manuals, they got them primed on fighting jihadis. They're flipping it, as I told you would, to good old boys. Of course, if it does go to civil war, people aren't going to come out and look for you when you're in your tank. Folks are going to come and look for you when you're at the bar or the restaurant as you abuse and kill more people. And no amount of drones are going to protect you. But again, that's all a fraud to begin with. Because you are under attack. You are obsolete. The globalists in all of their public publications say by 2020, there will not be combat forces. There will be paramilitary groups that they keep as a vestigial holdback in very small numbers per city to go after the American people. But you're going to see police actually start going away from weapons in the next phase, and it's all going to be automated robots, automated drones on the ground and in the air they send after you. This is the nanny state. It's going to put in a technocracy in their words. What do the globalists call themselves? They say, yes, we are technocrats, which is a technological dictatorship. Financial Times, Economist, Wall Street Journal, hundreds of publications. They say, we are the technocrats. Aren't you lucky that we're taking your rights away? They actually are saying it publicly and saying, yeah, we need to arrest people that don't want a global carbon tax paid to the central banks. Yeah, we need to start shutting down talk radio. Yeah, we need to start curtailing the web. And if we say you violated copyright 3 times, no judge, no jury, you're banned from the web with Internet ID, now being proposed by Bilderberg Group, publicly proposed by one of their top ministers in the EU for worldwide, starting in the euro. And even Drudge picked that up yesterday because it's a public statement. This is all here. The power to track is the power to tax and destroy. Let this be a testament that you were warned. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, there'll never be drones, even though they were flying around 10 years ago. Predators, now reapers, going after, quote, cattle rustlers. The cattle had gone onto the North Dakota property more than 10 times. Under law, the people said, that's it. Your cows keep getting in with our cows. We're keeping them. That's standard procedure. They sent in Air Force drone because the people owned guns. And the local SWAT team coordinated with the drone to wait till the time that the farming family was not, quote, having guns in their hands and were out on their tractors. This is Agenda 21. This is the shutdown of society now in Minnesota and California. They're doing door-to-door with list of customers that have bought raw milk and without warrants busting in and taking the milk. And you're like, well, that's absurd. Tyranny is meant to be absurd. They asked Lenin in public communiques that were released about a decade ago out of the old Soviet archives. You know, even the New York Times reported on these. They would say to Lenin, all right, we've already rounded up in these areas half the people. We've killed a large percentage. The others are in slave camps. Everyone else is totally submitting. And he just said, kill more. I want terror. I want fear. Quote, I want more blood. And that's the red star, symbolizes blood. And all the Trotskyites that got kicked out by Stalin, double-crossed by him, they all went to Mexico and the U.S., and they were the neocons. They bragged that they're Trotskyites. But they call themselves conservatives, and they built up a giant military against us. But that's now Obama runs that, and they all work in concert together. And now they're going to phase that out, and it's the new drone army. And this is it. And I would talk about this over the last decade because it's in MIT Magazine rags about it. I remember, again, 5-6 years ago, my wife wanted a salad, and so I went up to the Cypress Grill off William Cannon, and I went in there and sat at the bar, ordered a beer while I was waiting for the food, and they had a stack of MIT Magazine. I guess somebody that worked there or something had been to MIT. It was a magazine rack full of MIT Magazine. And I picked one up, and it was the entire program in Iraq as a laboratory for the United States. Disneyland is a Pentagon warfare laboratory of locking down U.S. cities. It's so wonderful. I go home, search it, find all that stuff. Just in your face. And these geeks get off on the power of it. And the guys in the military do. I mean, do you see what you're building? Oh, you're good guys. I forgot. This is all for our own safety. I was at a birthday party for one of my daughter's birthday last weekend. And there was a lawyer there. I'm sitting there talking to him. And people are talking about Disneyland and having to hand scan to get in. And I said, yeah, it's Pentagon Laboratory. And people were looking at me. So I got my phone out and was searching it and showed them. Since 1996, it's been a Pentagon laboratory. See, there's mice and happy animals and Goofy and everything. You go in, everything's fun. And they're RFID scanning you with a bracelet. They're hand scanning you. Face scanning cameras are watching you the entire time, tracking you. It's a model of a lockdown city like G20 or any of this. This is the new America. This is the new world. And it's a tech grid that's growing like tentacles into everything. RFID. Like, there's articles today. Associated Press. Here's a boil down out of it, out of the week. Bars using app and hidden cameras to scan customers' faces. Max Cabrera during South by Southwest went out to a demonstration of this. We never even got the report done. We don't have enough staff. We're so busy we can't even get the time to interview and hire the new staff, but we're trying. That report's out there with the company, actually, where you go in the bar and it face scans everybody and, of course, puts it in a database. I remember 10, 12 years ago getting a tour of the UT psychology department, the unclassified areas. I might have accidentally seen some of the classified. Oopsie. But it was all retina scanners hidden in the grocery store to track you and then test you and then track your psychological profile. Biometric movement systems. I mean, basically, you've paid for a bunch of eugenics mad scientists to build a giant supermax prison and to poison the living daylights out of you and your family and publish it in countless Rockefeller Foundation documents that we link to at InfoWars.com on a daily basis now. We find new horrific ones. Worldwide, the UN goes into countries, in some cases 46,000 in India alone, paralyzes children with the polio shot. Then it spreads polio, and they say, we've got to polio vaccinate everybody because polio is spreading. Then it spreads faster, and they're just devastating and killing and paralyzing people in hellish attacks. Bill and Melinda Gates riding that white horse, something fierce, and the normalcy bias, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome people go, I'm going to choose to not believe this. It's too scary. I'm going to cuddle up and grovel to the system and worship tyranny as if that's going to save you. And then you get the word your 10-year-old's got Crohn's disease. from the GMO, or you get the word your 32-year-old wife's got the breast cancer, though they're going to kill her slow. And still, you say, oh, this just can't be true. I got a family, you know, I don't want to be involved in politics. Well, you're dead. You're dead then. You're dead. Everything's going to start moving really quick, okay? They're going to start having drones kill people. It's going to be a test case. It'll be bank robbers, child kidnappers. So like, oh, they killed a bank robber with a drone. Yeah, the Pentagon came in and lit him up. Oh, whatever, you know. They got the bad guy. Precedent set. What did I tell you more than 10 years ago? We had to dig up those rants where I described you go in, they've turned your card off, you don't know it, your face scan says you're wanted. There'll be armored glass in front of the convenience store, all that's going in. They hit a button, the robot car is on its way with five combat robots in the back and a drone it launches off the roof. These are the real designs my Pentagon sources told me about 12 years ago. Imagine how advanced they are. Its ETA is 2 minutes. You get on the road, they've got automatic kill switches in all the new cars. Let's say you got an old car. They've already scanned the license plate. They already know. They've got drones in the sky that know your heat resonance off the top of your head and shoulders. 45 seconds after leaving, a drone comes in and fires a pulse weapon, which they already have, that turns your car off. You get out. In the future, they won't even tell you to stop over the loudspeaker. They fire a rocket-propelled 50-caliber bullet that has rudders on it and can actually change direction, and you run and jump in a culvert, it goes in and kills you. All these video game addicts who are like 14 years old, they're going to be just standby technicians watching and high-fiving while you and your family's car is shot up by drone robot-controlled 50-caliber projectiles. It's publicly being announced. They're going to hunt you down, and they're going to kill you. Now, let me continue before I go to your phone calls. This information comes directly from a senior Austin Community College, one of the biggest community college systems in the country. I saw a study on the Statesman 2 weeks ago that you have a better chance of getting hired and paid more money. That guys, I meant to print this. Look it up. People getting more jobs after ACC than UT. It's actually a pretty good community college system. It's pretty honed. I mean, actually give you type curricula that people are looking for. Computer, you know, all that stuff. Working on computers, you name it. But they have had a 15% are not signing back up in its entire 20-plus year history. This is 30-plus year history. It's the first time Austin Community College is imploding. 500 classes are going to be canceled. 500 in the summer, and then they're looking at even more in the fall. They're projecting upwards of 1,000 classes next fall. Total collapse. Breaking. Revolt against vaccines leads to mass exodus from Texas colleges. Starting in Texas colleges under state edict, not law. Remember Perry said it was law you had to take Gardasil and all those girls died? But it kicked in government liability protection for a product they knew were killing people. Let me just read the article. This is big news. See, we revolt now by saying no or it's all over. We start stopping this, recognizing it, collectively our human instinct for survival. It either kicks in or we're dead. You either fight back or it's over. This is a technological, scientifically planned, total takeover grid. You either have the hepatitis, you either have the other vaccines, the meningitis vaccines, or you don't go. Well, they have a couple cases each year, mainly foreigners coming in. Got a better chance of slipping and dying, you know, in the shower. They don't care. Major adverse reactions. They're talking about making you take Gardasil to get into college. No law. They just tell you it is. Listen to this. Revolt against vaccines leads to mass exodus from Texas colleges. And this is breaking here. They don't want this out. Because the administrators just want to have a big successful college. They're saying, hey, let's tell them there's a waiver. They go, no, you tell them it's the law or you're fired. See, they're also deception. They're lying to you and saying it's the law. Your kid's got to have vaccines to go to public school. They lie to you. It's a culture of lying because these are enemies of America. They are. They're enemies. They all follow centralized orders. This is the enemy. This is the death of America. This is cancer. InfoWars has talked to a senior, but we were contacted and received information. We didn't just talk to him. I want Paul to add that. You understand, this is a whistleblower. Will you get me Paul on the line during the break? I need to talk to him. InfoWars has received information from a senior whistleblower who is a senior administrator with Austin Community College who has divulged that enrollment numbers are collapsing due to students refusing to comply with vaccinations they are told are mandatory in order to take classes. The ACC administrator told Alex Jones that some 10,000 students have refused to enroll or they've gotten out because of their refusal to take inoculations. Although waivers for religious and personal objections are available, the ACC source said students were being given the impression that the inoculations were compulsory. Indeed, college authorities are lying to students by telling them they will be refused enrollment if they don't take the shots, according to the sources. They're now telling you you can't get student assistance and welfare, too, if you don't take them. That's a lie, too. This has led to a staggering 15% decline in students enrolling since January and forced ACC to cancel 500 classes over the next semester alone. And it's trending towards 1,000. When students are asked why they're dropping out or failing to enroll, huge amounts of them are citing the institution's aggressive vaccination policy. According to the administrator, a similar pattern of dropouts due to students revolting over vaccines is being witnessed across the country. This is a big whistleblower article. It's happening nationwide. Get this out to everybody. You don't have to take their murderous shots. These are soft kill weapons. Be advised, they will kill you with pleasure.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Well, the night is heavy on his guilty mind. Let's fall from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated.
yourself. Look out, because your eternal soul's on the line, but also your body, now in this life, here on this planet. This is a scientific program of total control. The globalists see you as animals. They think they've beaten you. They think you're too stupid to start learning about reality and start caring. This is serious what we face. The re-education camps, the armed drones. I told you this years ago, but Local 10 in Florida, police face criticism over reported arrest quota. The cops admit they're ordered to arrest people for no seatbelt now. They want you in the system so that defense contractors can be paid to put drones in the sky and naked body scanners on the street corner. And so they can lie to us and say there's no radiation and there's no Fourth Amendment. I already knew this, but it turns out Judicial Watch got the documents. The White House basically scripted the new Navy SEAL movie. Really? Think so? We've got the answer to the imploding economy is mayors, like Mike Bloomberg, say bring unlimited illegal aliens in to be the new America. To put them all on welfare as an army to vote out our guns. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Oh, man, you got to love that. And former J.P. Morgan lobbyists managing the banking committee expected to investigate J.P. Morgan's trading loss. I mean, that's why this is happening. That's why this is happening. We're paying for our own enslavement. Let's go to John in Washington. You're on the air, sir.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Well, listen, I had something that I'd like to kind of tip you on there. I noticed that you're doing an extensive look into the drone situation. We've got a really odd situation going on in the northeastern corner of Washington. Here in our county, we've got a former FEMA director living here in a tiny little town, and he happens to be the executive vice president for a corporation in New York City called L3. Now, what you're going to find interesting is L3 not only manufactures, tests, and trains FEMA on how to use a wide variety of drones with numerous facilities, but they also manufacture the hacking equipment that they're using to monitor the internet with, and they also manufacture the little handheld FEMA narrowband communicators that are going to be used for the so-called good guys to be able to identify one another. And
now, I'm fully aware of L3, monstrous group. They service the Blackhawks, all of it. And it is the defense system that Eisenhower warned us of, eating, absorbing America with our money while wrapping it all in American flags. And they are gearing up. They're getting all the police on the FEMA bandwidth, so we can't listen to their communications. They're gearing up with armored pillboxes, 40 caliber, 450 million rounds for total war against the American people during a designed collapse that America is supposed to never come back out of. And it's the fall of America. It's the total takeover of our country.
Well, they also came up here and confiscated, more or less, our county commission gave it away, the spineless creatures that they are, gave away our easement on the eastern side of the county to the Department of Homeland Security, who is building a $45 million superport, and it's going to feature a drone launching pad. They're going to have helicopter drones. They're going to have winged drones. They've got...
Of course. I mean, you got a lot of patriots out there that got to be watched, and you got to spend their tax money somehow. It's fun in the video game culture for all these punks that like to abuse people. They're going to be killing us with these. They've announced it nationwide. Nerve gas, shotguns, hand grenades, 50 cals.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.